more Talking Books, joined in the studio, as always, by the one, the only, Susan Brown, who heads up the Chapel Hill Public Library and the town of Chapel Hill Community Arts and Culture, chapelhillarts.org for arts and culture, chapelhillpubliclibrary.org for the library. Good morning. How are you?
I am doing outstanding. I am well.
You got the, like...
The power pose.
Yeah, you've
I'm
got
well,
those like
and I'm
flex
well
biceps.
Caffeinated.
Nice.
I'm well rested and well caffeinated.
That's a good combination.
Yes. School started. I've got two high schoolers, a freshman and a senior. My husband's back to work at NC State after a long, lazy summer for them, not me.
Right.
And I realized the secret is to wake up early and drink a lot of coffee before they're even up.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I come here super early in the morning. I drink coffee. And by the time everyone else is getting up, I'm like, hello, we're good to go.
Let's
it's a
do
morning.
It.
Yay. And then at noon, I crash.
Yes.
Totally.
That's coming
yep.
for me.
100%.
But right now, I'm here and I'm here for it.
What's going on at the library?
Lots of stuff. We are, let's see, what's coming up big next? Well, currently, the Bookie Monster is getting a big upgrade. If you come in, you'll see a book drop right at the front door. The Bookie Monster has been an awesome piece of technology, a beloved part of the library, but he was getting old and noisy. And so thanks to the support of the Chapel Hill Public Library Foundation, they gave us about $40,000 or $50,000.
Nice.
The company that makes the Bookie Monster flew out from Minnesota, I think.
Oh,
they've
wow.
got great accents. They're here for a week. They're going to insert or install a new motor. And I forget if it's going AC to DC or DC to AC. It's technical.
Right.
But in the end, the Bookie Monster will be much more quiet. He's gotten pretty noisy. So staff that work there in that room...
kind of tired of shushing him because it's a library. Yeah,
exactly. They'll be able... So it'll be a much better experience for them. It'll be more sustainable. And just an overall better piece of equipment. So that's a big thing that's happening. And then we're gearing up for our band Book Suite programming, which we'll talk more about that next week. Our trading cards are coming back. We're adding some really cool programming. So we are gearing up for a busy fall.
Nice.
You know who else is gearing up for a busy fall?
You.
Community Arts and Culture.
Community Arts and Culture, yeah. Because we got the Trax Music Series for starters, right?
Yes. So kind of like the Brown household in the summer. I mean... We were all busy in the summer, but all of a sudden it's fall and all the things are happening.
Yeah.
So that's what it feels like with both these teams. So Arts and Culture, we're making plans for festival. We'll share more about that soon. But coming right up this week is the first of our 3-part Trax Music Series.
Nice.
Super exciting.
Love it. And this is going to be 3 Thursdays starting tomorrow from 6 to 9. Downtown
Wait,
Chapel
tomorrow's
Hill.
Tomorrow's Thursday?
Tomorrow's Thursday,
okay.
Yeah. This is happening tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's that Labor Day, Monday, short week thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Tomorrow is Thursday.
Yeah, you think that's bad. Like, this is my first day of the week.
That's right.
Because we had the power glitch yesterday. So I'm like, how do I even do this? I got 3 days left in the week to cram everything in. But yeah, tomorrow's Thursday, 6 to 9 p.m. Head down to the parking lot at Rosemary in Columbia. Stage is going to be there. I'll be emceeing. I'm excited about this. And we got 3 great bands. And that is just one of 3 great shows that are happening this fall.
Absolutely. So Trax Music Library, of course, is our artist-friendly local platform, digital streaming platform for local music. We just curated in the 2022 class. And so I think all 3 weeks feature some of those new artists from this year's class. And this year, we sort of curated it not like genre night. We just mixed everything up. Mm. So it's going to be a really great series. It's going to activate downtown, which is a real big interest. It's outdoors. We'll have Carolina Brewery there selling beer. We'll have Mapleview Ice Cream selling ice cream. Folks can bring a picnic. They can order food from downtown restaurants. We definitely encourage folks to bring chairs. There'll be very limited seating. But yeah, it's going to be a great series.
Awesome. And this week's got the Magic Tuber Van, Magic Tuber String Band, Godric and Vespertine, which I'm excited about. And that's like instrumental bluegrass, rap, and electronica, respectively. Yes. So it's a nice mix.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think there's connections to be made there. I think that people here have a diversity of musical tastes. So why do we have to put everything into a genre corner? So I'm really, really stoked about it. I think
that
it's
really,
going to be super fun.
That really worked, I thought, during the spring. There was the Trax Music Festival at like outside of the Current space.
Current, yep.
Yeah, which was a whole bunch of different bands from different genres, and everyone had a great time.
Yeah.
Aside from the fact that it was 120 degrees
and
that
we had
day.
To call it early because of weather. So for that in the spring, Bangs couldn't play, but we are bringing them back
later
this month.
Yeah. I love Bangs. They're fantastic.
They're amazing.
Yeah,
yep.
Super excited about that. All right, so chapelhillarts.org/tracksconcerts for more on that. And again, I'll be emceeing, so we'll look forward to seeing y'all out there tomorrow evening from 6 to 9, Rosemary and Columbia parking lot, and then the next two Thursdays after that. We'll be out there for that too. But we're talking books with Susan Brown right now. So in honor of the Trax Music Series, we'll use music as our book prompt, right?
Yes.
What you got?
And kind of like today's actually Wednesday, not Tuesday. Sticking with that for a minute.
Yes.
To my mind, it's really October because we're just one day closer to October, which is when we celebrate horror and scary things and Halloween. So I mashed up
horror?
Yes.
Ooh.
I mashed up what's happening in September with Trax with what will happen in October with scary stuff. And my recommendation for the day is We Sold Our Souls by Grady Hendrix. So he's been on the show with us.
Yep. Love him.
I've recommended his books before. I'm kind of a super fan. And the gist of this book is it opens with a strong female character, which he does really well. And she's like in her 30s or 40s, and she's had her like heyday in her 20s as being part of this rock band. There was all of the band drama, and one member of the band made a deal with the devil.
Uh-huh.
He sold his soul and really the band's soul.
Right.
And so what unfolds is her sort of revisiting what happened, tracking down members of the band, figuring out where things went wrong. It's real good. And it's one of those books, and he's one of those authors, if you think that you don't like horror, I would try him because many people have gotten into horror through his book. So We Sold Our Souls.
Nice. And the nice thing about Grady Hendrix is he writes great fiction and also nonfiction. Like the Grady Hendrix book that I like is his, what is it, horror
Paperbacks
book
from Hell.
Paperbacks from Hell, yeah.
And he just wrote a similar kind of book about Kung Fu movies.
Nice.
Yeah, called These Fists Break Bricks or something. I don't know.
Love
Anyways,
it.
Yeah, he's great.
Yep. All right.
Not that any of the bands, I believe, have sold their souls to be a part of the Trax Music Concert
that
series.
We know of. You don't find that out until later.
That's right.
Yeah. Cool. So I'll go nonfiction for this one. And I think I've recommended this one before because we've talked about music and local music in particular. But if you really want a good primer and an interesting one and a really fun read on the history of not just Triangle, but North Carolina music, David Menconi, who is a local journalist, we've talked with him on the air before. He's fantastic. Wrote a book, I think it's a couple years old now, called Step It Up and Go, which is this really fun and quick, but also really comprehensive look at the history of North Carolina music going back a century to the very beginnings of it. All of the very beginnings of all of the movements that we see bearing fruit today. Every genre you can imagine, the Triangle Scene, Charlotte, Greensboro, like all of these amazing bands, like some really obscure people who have kind of gotten lost in the dustbin of history. He brings them back out and it's like, no, this is a really influential person. Here's why. And they're great artists as well. Super fun read. He's an amazing writer, and the subject material is just incredibly compelling, too. So Step It Up and Go by David Menconi. If you want to know anything about North Carolina music, if you're interested in it at all, you have to read that book.
Which makes me think of, I was traveling with one of my kids this weekend. We were up in Richmond. We've really gotten into vinyl and records, and it's a great way to spend a lot of money.
Yes, yeah, totally.
But we were in Richmond at this great record store called Plan 9 Records, and I found a Super Chunk album.
Ooh.
And a Doug Clark and the Hot Nuts album.
Whoa!
I was like, you're coming home with me. So that was pretty cool to see two sort of local pieces of music in a record bin in Richmond.
Do you know how hard it is to find a Doug Clark and the Hot Nuts album?
I know.
That's just unavailable online.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I felt like I had gotten the Chapel Hill music scene prize there. Yeah, pretty cool.
What was the Superchunk album? Do you remember?
It was the newest one, Wild Loneliness.
Oh, the one that just came out.
So
yeah,
a brand new album from Superchunk and a very old vinyl album from... Doug Clark. Very
nice.
Cool.
Any other book recommendations?
I've got none. I'm done.
All right. Sounds good. Again, ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org for more on the library, but ChapelHillArts.org/TracksConcerts for the full schedule of the Tracks Music Series beginning tomorrow night, 6 to 9 p.m. Rosemary and Columbia Street, the parking lot right there. I'll be emceeing it. Three great bands, and we'll do it again the following Thursday and the Thursday after that. Susan Brown, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you.